You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Feeling the Feels. If you're a meditation or yoga mindfulness practitioner like me, chances are you know how it feels when all that stuff comes up. You know, it's like we started meditating and yoga and all of these things because we wanted to feel better, to heal, to be at one with yourself. And yet, through the process, old gunk keeps coming out. You know, maybe some of you are familiar with the work of Eckhart Tolle, the spiritual teacher and best-selling author. And he refers to the pain bodies, which are like wounds of the emotional body, energetic kind of scars that are left and hardened in the unseen realm, right? But unseen as they are, if they're left there and hardened, they can act out like you can be triggered because your wounds can be triggered. So as we gain awareness and as we hold our center and as we evolve our consciousness, we're invited to heal these old stuck points in the energy body, but not without feeling them first. It's not about denying them or ignoring them. It's about allowing them to be there. And that's why essentially our practice, this practice, is about love, unconditional love. So there it goes with a like full admittance of how easy it is to speak about and idealize unconditional love, but really, truly, how many of us have tasted it, or better yet, how many of us are living it? That can be a very elusive idea. So today's episode kind of dovetails on my episode from a couple of weeks ago when I spoke about when self-acceptance doesn't work, because that also had to do with, well, trying to and wanting to accept all of the different emotions and feelings that a human being can feel and yet having an agenda behind it, like not being pure about it, right? So as we all know, I think, this isn't a one and done. It's not like, oh, okay, well, I felt that, I saw that, I realized that, you know, we get to graduate. It's like a cyclic, eternal, and beautifully eternally unfolding, evolving process of awakening or realizing more and more, right? Like the Kizuki, the eye opening, the becoming aware of something that we used to be unaware of. It doesn't end because awareness is infinite. But we're having the human experience of it in bits and pieces, step by step, stage by stage. So today I decided that I want to share with you a very personal, heartfelt, sort of like a letter, kind of somewhat poem-ish, I guess. But I got in a habit of writing the morning pages this year, I think. And so sometimes these soft hours of the early morning are when my most vulnerable softy self comes out. And a lot of times before the kids wake up and before I start doing my work and everything, I'll just take a few minutes to be with myself and to be honest with myself and to allow my pen and notebook to be the receptacle of where I'm at. And in having that reflected back at me, I then grant myself the opportunity to be with myself. So, honest as it is, here it goes. This morning I woke up with a heavy heart. It's like I'm softening. My being is softening, and old pain body vibrations are having the chance to be released and seen and felt. I'm not liking it. I'm feeling that too. The sensation is a pound, one big extended, the exaggerating me wants to say eternal, thud in the center of my front chest. Like someone wants to kill me, damage me to death with the impact of the thud. And that someone is none other than myself. If I had tears, I'd cry. If I had a shoulder, I'd weep. It just feels like it's being held there, paralyzed in limbo space. Aha! The limbo space of unfelt emotions. Still, the remnants of these unfelt emotions. Listen, did I just say still? And with that, a subtle denial, an insistence of wanting to wash it away as soon as possible. How sneaky, tricky, how hard it is to just feel everything as it is. And observe the mind with its narrative. How afraid the mind has been to want, need the pain to be over. It screams, stop! Like it's so freaked out over the sensations of pain, the pounding, the thud, the damage. But the I, so enmeshed, so identified with the one who is enduring the pain, is invited to shift back. Release. Let go. Not only releasing the resistance to the sensations of pain, but also releasing the psychological attachments to the one, the identity that's been fed by the narrative of the wounded one. And so, I release the stop attitude. I lay down my fighting swords and shield. I repent the resistance of the one identified as the wounded fighter. When I lay down my arms and take off my armor, I am just the one, the naked one, who always belonged in the arms of the conscious one, unconditionally loving, in acceptance, all that is.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about me in my upcoming book, Kizuki, Realizations Beyond Time and Death, at my website, maey.live. or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.